So, this evening, our speaker is Akira Kitade, and he will be talking about the Japanese Schindler, as it were, Chiyone Sugihara. And so Kitade-san himself graduated from Keio University and spent most of his career working for the Japan National Tourist Organization, working in a number of locations overseas. But since his retirement, I think, is it fair to say that this man, Sugihara, has become your passion? Well, that's probably all I really need to say about it, and I'll leave you to explain about it. So, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. James, for your kind introduction. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So, among you, who came to hear me last time, which was September 2014. Thank you very much. So, this is my second debut at Daiwa. So, from now on, I really have to stick to the prepared manuscript. Many of you have heard of Chiyone Sugihara. He was the Japanese vice consul in Kaunas, Lithuania, who issued more than 2,000 Japanese transit visas to Jewish people trying to escape Nazi. As a result, it is said there are well over 40,000 Jews today who would not be on this earth. This talk goes beyond Sugihara to identify Japanese Jews and others who were instrumental in the escape of Jewish people from Europe to Asia and beyond to safe haven. My journey of discovery started in 1998 when I visited my old boss and mentor, Tatsuo Osako. He showed me an album that carried photos of six women and one man who were passengers on the Amakusa Maru. Amakusa Maru was an old ship on which he had worked as an assistant purser in 1940 and 1941. This ship carried European refugees from Vladivostok, Russia, to Tsuruga, Japan. These photos and their inscriptions represented heartfelt gratitude to the kind Japanese men who escorted them to safety in Japan. Now, let's have a look at them one by one. This is in French, in Norwegian, Bulgarian, Polish, again Polish, French, German. They left in various languages. They left messages in various languages. So, for years, I wondered about the people in these photographs, and in 2003, Mr. Osako passed away, and while paying respects to the family, I inquired about the album. Mr. Osako's daughter later found the album and gave it to me. In 1938, Mr. Osako joined the Japan Tourist Bureau, commonly known as JTB. 2 years later, in the winter of 1940, he was assigned to the Amakusa Maru, transporting refugees from Vladivostok to Tsuruga. His job was to assist the passengers on the trip and to make sure passengers received the aid provided from Jewish organizations in the United States. Mr. Osako's memoir of that period stated that his mission was as a civilian diplomat. This photo shows how I am relating to Mr. Osako, who joined the Japan National Tourist Organization from JTB in 1966. Can you recognize me? Uh-oh, sorry. Right to up. This man? Or this man? The youngest guy. Who had more hairs? So since seeing the photos in the album,